We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us this morning there?
All right, you want to start it off with a nice story here?
I like when you do nice stories. I'm not big on you being mean and nasty and everything sucks. I like it better.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, Joe. But we will start with something nice here. Shaq on Inside the NBA. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he was caught in a jewelry store with a gentleman who was trying to pay for an engagement ring. Here's what happened, guys. Here's the clip from Inside the NBA.
Look at this. Shaq randomly played for a young man's engagement ring?
You know what happened yesterday?
When did this happen?
This happened yesterday. So I was in Zales looking for some hoop earrings. And I seen the guy.
Harlan, with the blue shirt on?
Yeah.
You went to the mall and went to Zales?
Wait, what? You're going to Piedmont Park. You're going to Zales?
First of all, I have a jewelry line at Zales, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
my bad.
What kind of jewelry?
Yeah, everything. So anyway, I went in there to get some hoop earrings. And I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And I'm not going to say the amount, but yeah, it's not enough to me. But I just, you know, and this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping. And this lady, she had an autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out because I don't do it for that, but, like, the guy just came in and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hardworking guy. He's like, hey, man, I can come back next month. And then next, like, layaway. Like, he's, yeah, you know, he put some money down, but I was like, you know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it. At first, he didn't want to take it. He's like, man, I can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
That's awesome.
Can't get mad at Shaq, man.
That's awesome.
He does do some unbelievable things. This giving back thing, it's that's a hell of a story, man.
Yep.
That's not even a Hollywood kind of story, man. Headlines. That was beautiful.
No,
man.
You know who does that a lot, by the way? Chad Ochocinco. I don't know if you follow him on social media, but he goes to restaurants and has like a $10 check and tips like $500.
Right.
So he's always
done it a lot around
too.
Here, Joe, by us. Yeah. He's done it here at a couple of restaurants.
I got to tell you, Ochocinco is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a good
Absolutely.
Dude.
Absolutely. He just, I know he went to Florida and he went to a class and he ended up taking them all to go eat. He's just, the guy is something. He is special.
My favorite part of that clip, though, is when Shaq goes, you know, I went to the mall and I went to Zales, and I think it was Dwayne and the other guys over there, like, what the hell are you doing at Zales?
Right.
He goes, I got a line there. They go, whoops.
Yeah. By the way,
I mean,
nobody.
It's tough to keep track of everything Shaq's got.
Nobody does more commercials and endorsements than Shaquille O'Neal.
The General.
What
right?
is he selling?
The General.
Stuff, though?
Like, how about what, that what hot? How about like? That hot stuff? That hot stuff
right.
product. I hear that
icy
thing
hot.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
He's icy hot in the whole world, man. He's right. Like, and they keep coming out with new products, and he's on there. And you're right. He and the General are tighter. Than
Doesn't he have
West
Gold
spaghetti.
Bond too? The powder.
He's got. Yeah.
He's got everything.
He's got a bunch of things. And by the way, I believe he is trying to turn around a pizza company right now. Has been
Papa?
Yeah, he's trying to clean up Papa.
Well, you know he made a bunch of money off those doorbells, those virtual doorbells. Don't you have one of those, Zach?
I do. Like the Ring doorbell?
Yeah, that was his thing. He like
I
bought
didn't realize
it.
That.
They paid him with like shares of the company to be their spokesperson, and I think they ended up selling to Amazon or something.
Right.
It is a nice story that guy goes in and hears the guy's trying to do it the right way and he picks it up for him. That's pretty cool.
You want to know how crappy social media is, by the way? People were dogging the guy saying that like I could never have another man pay for my engagement ring.
Yeah, right.
And I thought of the story from yesterday when you were giving the guy a hard time for taking the free bowling and dinner off of your daughter. Like, I kind of thought of that story.
Really? Really? You really going to bring that up
but
yesterday?
Like, if a guy offers to pay for the engagement ring, don't you take the money? Don't you do it?
Really? Really? You found a way to go back to yesterday? Really? You had to bring that up?
The only reason I thought of it is because I saw the comments on social media. And people were like, how can you let another man pay for your woman's engagement ring?
And somehow you thought about my daughter and some guy freeloading off her.
And I thought to myself, it's 2021. Things are getting a little bit – things are changing a little bit in the world.
Just had to get a jab in there, man.
Oh, yeah. No, he got it.
Just
he did. Yeah.
Like I really needed that today. All right, what else you got?
The University of Michigan has a new program here. They're going to offer a cannabis chemistry scholarship.
I hear about this.
Yep.
That's exactly how it sounds, Joe.
Yep.
Get high every day before and after class. Stay high.
Jeez.
By the way, it's the University in Michigan, not the University of Michigan. Sorry about that.
Oh,
Lake Superior State University.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not Stephen Ross's Michigan.
I can't see Stephen Ross going, here, bring some over here, man.
By the way, the cannabis industry expected to create more than 500,000 jobs by 2022.
Okay.
They keep talking about legalization.
Yep.
They just got recreational in New York.
Another state also. Oh.
So let me ask you guys this question because it was brought to me, and I just want to ask you. What will happen first in this country? Every state will have gambling or legalized marijuana.
Gambling's got a better shot.
You think gambling does?
Yeah.
I disagree. I think that weed does because I think they're going to legalize it at a federal level. Quickly, and I don't know that they can do that with gambling. And if you look, like, even Florida alone, like, Florida has issues with it right now, and you would think Florida would be like, let's just do whatever with the Wild Wild West, but they have issues getting it done here.
Florida is a lot different, I-4 North.
You know, it's crazy.
I-4 South.
And New York is having, they are going to have mobile sports betting in New York coming up. They did put that into their budget coming up, but it's a little bit of a tricky, like, Cuomo kind of botched it, to say the least.
Well, there's a lot of people with a lot of money right now in this state trying to get this gambling thing. I heard Norman Brayman fighting it like he was fighting that ballpark other day, letting them have it. Like, nobody is going to tell me it's going to be better for our neighborhoods to have full-time gambling here. All right, what else you got?
Well, I mean, the problem is, Joe, you got people that are going to bet no matter what. So why not have the state take the money? Like, the hauls that the states are going to make, if you look at, like, the numbers for New York, the numbers are insane.
So you're going to say people are going to smoke no matter what you do, too, and eat gummy bears
and gamble on sports.
I imagine people that use...
Some will do both at the same time.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, why not make money off of it if you're going to have people doing it anyway? Like, why not just legalize it? You want to have people getting their legs broken by bookies around town. Mm. Deadbeats.
All right, what else you have? You're just all over the place right now. You just ruined it for me, by the way.
Sorry. You want to get back to your
No,
kid?
I don't.
Right. Netflix has purchased a Kanye West documentary that he's been working on. It says for over 20 years. I'm sure it's a big load of crap, but they paid $30 million for it.
$30 million down the toilet.
I guess he is that popular, huh?
He's very popular. His shoes are the most hideous things you'd ever see, and they sell out instantly.
God. So stupid.
$30 million. Netflix, somebody at Netflix said, let's give him 30 to tell his story. It's going to be so off the wall. Will it go to number one at Netflix?
I'm sure.
I'm sure it will, too.
Right.
And let me ask you now, will you guys watch it? Yes, I will. He's nuts.
I don't think it's about him going nuts, though. It's like about his music career and stuff. Like, I don't
think
it's going to.
It's got to have the other stuff,
focus
too.
Focus on his little run for president and his meltdown here.
You don't think it's going to have that, or it is?
I don't know that's the focus of it, but I know you want to see that, Joe. I know you like a good train wreck.
Everybody likes a train wreck.
Speaking of train wrecks, Larsa Pippen and Malik Beasley have officially broken up. She's 46. He's 24. He is, by the way, he's a mess. He was going through a divorce because he got caught, you know, with her. And he also has a grade 3 left hamstring injury. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks.
I started to say something that was just
bad week,
not appropriate. All right, well, about how he hurt that hamstring.
Back, Joe.
Yeah,
I just
use your imagination.
Yeah. Okay. How long do you think that was going to last? And she does. I think she looks great.
She really does.
I think she looks great. And she apparently doesn't care. She likes young fellas. Good for her.
Yep. Okay. I still feel bad for no tip and Pippen, though. That sucks.
I was waiting for that comment.
I feel very bad for him.
Right.
He's not a very nice guy, but I do feel bad for him. I had a couple that I'll save for you for tomorrow, but I want to get to one more here since we've been talking about this. A Babe Ruth handwritten letter to his mistress went up
really?
On the auction. I know. Out of all the weird crap we talk about on the auction block here, this is a weird. This is weird. So it says in the letter, "Dear Nell, very sorry, but my wife jumped over on me. Without me knowing, this is the first time she ever did that. She is watching me, so don't get mad, and I will see you Monday night," it says in the letter.
Wow. So even Babe was cheating?
Yeah, it continued on in the letter. It says the club, it says
allegedly,
the club is watching, so the only way I will be able to see you all night is for you to stop in at the Aldine Hotel, and I can see you.
You guys ever? You
he
guys
signs
ever,
his name on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and it sells in 2021 for $201,000.
Oh my God!
Hey, can I just tell you guys something? In the Babe movies, if you've seen him, he just looks like a lovable kid, but he was doing a lot of cheating in the movie. So
yeah,
I just was acting. Yeah, I want to let you know. You don't send me something about dumbass Babe was. Everybody knew Babe. Babe liked the Babes, man. That's why they called him Babe Ruth. He loved the Babes.
Right.
All right, that's what they called him back then. I don't say that now. I'm saying what he would say. All right, we've got
He probably paid for everything because, you know, back in the 1930s or whatever, things were a little bit different then, back in the day.
That guy didn't get shortchanged on eating, drinking, women, and baseball, and kids. He loved kids, and he loved kids the whole time. It's crazy. We got to go to break here. We're running super late. 8 o'clock hour's coming. Randy McMichael going to join us in this 8 o'clock hour. What will the Atlanta Falcons do with that fourth overall pick? We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!